Well, hello there. Welcome to episode 301 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Today we're on track 3, and we're going to see what one of Job's friends has to say to him when he comes to visit. I'd give him an F for bedside manner. This week we're reading from the Good News Translation. Let's begin. Job chapter 4. Eliphaz. Job, will you be annoyed if I speak? I can't keep quiet any longer. You have taught many people and given strength to feeble hands. When someone stumbled, weak and tired, your words encouraged him to stand. Now it's your turn to be in trouble, and you are too stunned to face it. You worshiped God, and your life was blameless, so you should have confidence and hope. Think back now. Name a single case where someone righteous met with disaster. I've seen people plow fields of evil and plant wickedness like seed. Now they harvest wickedness and evil. Like a storm, God destroys them in his anger. The wicked roar and growl like lions, but God silences them and breaks their teeth. Like lions with nothing to kill and eat, they die, and all their children are scattered. Once a message came quietly, so quietly I could hardly hear it. Like a nightmare, it disturbed my sleep. I trembled and shuddered. My whole body shook with fear. A light breeze touched my face, and my skin crawled with fright. I could see something standing there. I stared, but I couldn't tell what it was. Then I heard a voice out of the silence. Can anyone be righteous in the sight of God or be pure before his Creator? God does not trust his heavenly servants. He finds fault even with his angels. Do you think he will trust a creature of clay? A thing of dust that can be crushed like a moth? We may be alive in the morning, but die unnoticed before evening comes. All that we have is taken away. We die, still lacking wisdom. Job chapter 5. Call out, Job, see if anyone answers. Is there any angel to whom you can turn? To worry yourself to death with resentment would be a foolish, senseless thing to do. I have seen fools who looked secure, but I called down a sudden curse on their homes. Their children can never find safety. No one stands up to defend them in court. Hungry people will eat the fool's crops, even the grain growing among thorns, and thirsty people will envy his wealth. Evil does not grow in the soil, nor does trouble grow out of the ground. No, indeed. We bring trouble on ourselves, as surely as sparks fly up from a fire. If I were you, I would turn to God and present my case to him. We cannot understand the great things he does, and to his miracles there is no end. He sends rain on the land, and he waters the fields. Yet it is God who raises the humble and gives joy to all who mourn. He upsets the plans of cunning people and traps the wise in their own schemes so that nothing they do succeeds. Even at noon they grope in darkness. But God saves the poor from death. He saves the needy from oppression. He gives hope to the poor and silences the wicked. Happy is the person whom God corrects. Do not resent it when he rebukes you. God bandages the wounds he makes. His hand hurts you, and his hand heals. Time after time he will save you from harm. When famine comes, he will keep you alive, and in war protect you from death. God will rescue you from slander. He will save you when destruction comes. You will laugh at violence and hunger and not be afraid of wild animals. The fields you plow will be free of rocks. Wild animals will never attack you. Then you will live at peace in your tent. When you look at your sheep, you will find them safe. You will have as many children as there are blades of grass in a pasture. Like wheat that ripens till harvest time, you will live to a ripe old age. Job, we have learned this by long study. It is true, so now accept it. May God bless the reading of his word. Don't you just love it when someone starts a conversation with you by saying, "Can I say something to you without you getting mad?" You know it's going to be one of those conversations. Well, that's how Eliphaz, one of three friends that came to visit Job, began his discourse. That's just how I'd want a friend to start things off when I'm in agony. Well, he goes on to say that people reap what they sow. The implication being that Job must have done something to deserve what he's going through. chapter 5, verse 6 says, "Evil does not grow in the soil, nor does trouble grow out of the ground. No, indeed, we bring trouble on ourselves as surely as sparks fly up from a fire." Now remember, the only thing Job has done to deserve what's happening to him is to have lived a blameless life. Imagine what he must be thinking right about now as his well-meaning friend is speaking. "Job was a better man than I, so maybe I can't really put myself into his place, but my guess is that he wasn't smiling in agreement with Eliphaz." Then Eliphaz continues by saying how happy Job should be, since God is correcting him. And he concludes by saying that he and his friends are speaking from having studied these things for a long time, and that Job just ought to accept it. Well, there you go. So much for flowers and a get-well card. It's amazing how hurtful some people can be when someone they know suffers some sort of calamity. Listen, when a friend of yours is hurting, or sick, or has suffered some sort of loss, don't try to make this a teaching moment. The best thing you can do is just be with them, sit with them, pray with and for them, bring them a meal, love them. When my son Stephen was so sick a couple of years ago, the people we appreciated the most were those who demonstrated love to us and him with their time and with meals and even financial assistance. They knew that all our time and emotional energy was invested in caring for our boy. That kind of friend is like a breath of fresh air. They help bring healing and a ray of sunshine into a dark place. Be that kind of friend. Don't be an Eliphaz. If you'd like to leave a comment or a word of encouragement, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com and look for episode number 301. Or you can always tweet me at @SteveWebb_#LifespringMedia. If you don't want to miss an episode, be sure you subscribe to the Lifespring Family Audio Bible in your favorite podcast app. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.